Hey, what's happening?
That was good.
I should totally do a different take.
I think you should keep that one.
Let's keep it. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. All right, let's do it for real. Let's do it over.
We're starting over.
We're starting over. All right, ready?
I think that was more authentic.
Yeah. Let's don't start over then.
Don't start. Yeah. Right,
I'm going to just do a slight. I'm going to just do a decent little intro.
Do you want me
intro.
To do it since you can?
No, I can do it. I can do it. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to the NARCAST episode 162. And I'm here with my buddy Aaron, who plays for the A-Boards. I almost said the Bad Lords, which is very false. You play for the A-Boards.
That is true.
And we're going to talk about some punk music here in San Diego, as well as TJ, because we figured Tijuana's not too far from San Diego, and why not promote some punk bands from Tijuana?
I mean, it's a whole other country, though.
So, just so we're clear,
yeah, it's another country.
That's true, but it's like literally 20 minutes away. So, I mean, you can't beat that.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, so, I mean. So, I mean, you've been in the punk scene for how long now?
About 5 minutes. Pretty new.
Pretty new.
Pretty
okay,
new.
that's awesome. So
I have been hanging out in shows since I was, I don't know, when did you go to your first show? 14?
Shoot, yeah, probably like maybe 12.
And I think my first show was I think I saw The Offspring.
Oh wow.
And No Use for a Name.
Oh nice.
And I mean that was a big show.
Yeah.
And then somehow I ended up at small shows, and I was like, whoa, small shows are way cooler.
Yeah, because it's more intimate, and you can get closer to the bands. You feel like the bands are more into the scene and the songs and the music.
You can touch them.
Yeah, yeah. It's like what are some of your favorite venues here as far as San Diego goes?
I think these days it's all about the Tower Bar and Till 2. I think that's it. You know what's good, surprisingly good, is Winston's and OB.
Really?
They'll have shows sometimes on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And it's free, and it's cheap drinks, and you're home by 8.
And you guys played at at Winston's before, right?
We did. I was home in bed by 8 o'clock. It was magic.
You can't beat that, especially on a Saturday. Yeah. Dude. That's impressive.
Pants off, in bed, 8 o'clock sharp.
And that was a punk show, too.
It was a punk show.
And what's crazy is I feel like Winston's is known for like their reggae nights or maybe even dubstep.
There was a reggae band going on that night.
Oh, really? I thought it was all punk bands.
Well, we were done by 8.
By 8, yeah.
And the reggae band's bus was pulling up.
Oh, okay.
They were ready to go.
Wow,
it started smelling like weed everywhere.
So anything that's not reggae would probably be before 8 o'clock.
Yes,
much.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk some music, man. So what do you got for us? I know you got like 11 songs. So we're going to talk punk music in San Diego and play some music here and talk a little bit about your band, too, which will probably be on the playlist
later. I was really conflicted on whether I should play my own band or not. I thought, man, that's sort of douchey.
Not really. I mean, your band's part of the punk scene. You guys have been around for what, like two years now?
Yeah. But then I thought, oh, I'm kind of douchey, so I'll just do it anyway.
Yeah,
it won't matter.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you're douchey, so I mean, you got to stick to your character.
Yeah.
You know, stick to the character.
Don't get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what I'm saying.
Exactly. So all right. What are the first two songs you got for us?
Hey, okay. Well, we got Western Settings, and we got this band called DFMK.
All right.
The second one being from Tijuana.
Nice. And the first band's
from
San Diego?
Or as I like to say as a white guy, Tijuana.
Oh, okay. I like to say TJ. I don't even try to attempt to say Tijuana. Tijuana. Mm-hmm.
Tijuana.
Right.
There's no A, but I always said it with an A.
Me
Tijuana.
Too. Me too. Because we're ignorant and we're douchebags.
Douchebags.
Exactly.
Aunt Juana.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it translates to.
Exactly.
My Aunt Juana.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we're also over here drinking up on some Newcastle Scotch Ale.
This show is brought to you by Newcastle Scotch Ale,
exactly.
Which was brought here by me.
Yes. And I really appreciate it. And cheers to that. Bam. And listen to the first two tracks here, right here on episode 162 with my buddy Aaron.
Yep.
Responsible for you.
All right. Welcome back to episode 162. We're over here drinking some Newcastle Scotch Ale. And speaking of scotch, we will be drinking some scotch here in a second. But again, I'm here with my buddy, good friend. Been my friend for, almost, 6 years?
Yes.
Yeah, probably about 6 years. My buddy, Aaron. And I met him through my one of my old coworkers, who's also a good friend of mine, Tessie, which is his oldest sister. It's your older sister, right?
I believe she is my sister.
She is your sister, but
my sister.
She's older than you, though,
and
right?
She's older than me.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I thought. So anyway, big shout outs to Tessie for introducing us. I actually went to your show over, and where was that? It was like
Radio Zombie Lounge. It was
Zombie Lounge at the time.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Zombie Lounge, because after Zombie Lounge, it was Radio
11 Zombie Party.
And then Bar 11, and then the 11, Hideout. And then now it's The Hideout. It's crazy. Yeah. What band were you in then?
We were called the Associated Press.
Wow.
We also supplied lots of news to papers.
Mm-hmm. Based on what type of, was it more like social, what type of news did y'all deliver to?
I mean, the Associated Press.
Oh, okay. So anything
AP,
basically.
We're a very big organization. Oh,
okay. Very big.
I can't believe you haven't heard of us.
I have heard of you guys. Yeah. I didn't know what branch of the AP you guys were part of.
Rock and roll branch.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So anyway, so that's how we met, basically, and you've been in, at that point, your Associated Press. So how many bands have you been in? I feel like you've been in, a dozen by now.
Yeah, I wish I should have prepped for this question.
Yeah.
One, two.
Maybe
three,
10.
Four,
I don't know.
Five, six.
Yeah.
Eight.
We can edit it out or eight? Something. Sorry, just joking. Oh, eight. You've been in eight bands?
I don't know. I'm kind of just making that up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you've been in more than three bands.
More than three.
So you've been in a few. So
well,
we can say
since
few.
I was 15 and I'm not 15 now. So right. It's not like never three at once.
Right. You've been in at least two.
At once?
So because I remember you were in the what was it called? Mexico City
Rollers.
Something? Yeah, Rollers, and then you were also part of Meth Lab still.
Yeah. So, I'm in another band called Never Pass Go with your and my friend Kevin White.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And
I'm not playing them, though, for this. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Because they're not punk enough?
They're pretty punk.
Oh, okay.
I just
okay.
didn't have anything.
Oh, it's all good. So anyway, we just got out and we just played DFMK, a song called Donde Estás, right?
I hope so.
And then to bring in the podcast, we played Western Settings, a song here called Humiliations Galore.
Yeah.
And we do believe DFMK, they have a show here on Friday, March 27th at the Pomona. Okay.
In Pomona.
I can't read your writing, bro.
Chicken scratch?
Yeah, I can't do
DFMK
it.
DFMK in Pomona at VLHS. On Friday, March 27th, according to the internet.
Okay.
And then there's some awkward silence.
No, I was just wondering if, first of all, I was wondering if you know about these upcoming songs that we're going to play, if they're going to be playing some shows in the future. Plus, we have two glasses with ice in them with nothing in them. So I was wondering what we were going to do about that,
right,
too.
Well, I'll say this. Western Settings, I don't think they have any shows coming up. But they just recorded a record that's going to come out sometime soon.
Okay.
And they're going to do a Japan tour, I believe, this year.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Do you know these guys personally? Or?
Yeah. Well,
oh, cool.
Yeah, some of them.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
The ones I don't know seem like very nice gentlemen.
Oh,
as
that's
well,
cool.
Though.
And have you played any shows with these guys yet?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
It all blends.
Yeah, all the bands start. Once you play a lot of shows, I'm sure I think I played a show with that band.
I don't know.
I'm the same way. I could tell you right now, we used to be in a band together, Meth Labs, and I can't even tell you if I played a show with a lot of the bands because we played shows together, I would say, when I was in the band, when I was cool enough to be able to play guitar and I had enough time to do it, I would say I played maybe five, six shows with you guys.
Yeah. One was in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and I don't even remember where we were in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
I'm talking about the venue or anything.
Oh.
It was off the strip for sure. But
it was way off the strip.
Yeah. But that was the first time I was in Vegas, and it was one of my favorite moments being in Vegas, too. And I've been in Vegas, I think, maybe four times now. And that tops all of them, only because that was my first time experience, and I had my my red blazer on. Remember that?
I was very drunk that day. I don't.
Oh, you don't? You got to know my
I don't remember the red blazer.
You don't remember my punk rock blazer?
I don't remember the red blazer.
Wow, because I know I've worn it a lot of times here in San Diego,
Let me check my Jannard fashion journal that I keep at home.
Oh, okay.
And maybe it's in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It should be. It should be.
Buried in the notes.
Because I think I wore that same blazer on my birthday. Remember when you drove me?
Oh, that blazer.
Yeah,
that
see?
That red blazer. The one you wore on you. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't remember. You don't remember driving me from Radio Room? It was my birthday. You drove us to Freddie and Emma's house.
Oh, I do remember that.
I had the blazer on that day. That was a fun night.
Again.
Dude, there's a lot of times we've partied hard and stuff.
Party?
Like the last podcast I had you on, which was the Christmas one that I've never actually
You were on a
posted.
Talk show that you talked about, that podcast.
Yeah,
Yep. What's that show called?
San Diego Tonight. Tonight in San Diego.
Tonight in San Diego.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know. If you want to watch a talk show about nothing but San Diego on YouTube, that's the one.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, that's my boy Fale. He produces that show. Big shout out to Fale. He's been doing his thing for that show for at least a year now.
How can I guest host? Actually,
you know, I can put you in contact
Does
with Fale.
Guest host?
At one point, he was having guest host.
I can guest host.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to talk on a talk show.
Well, you know what? 2015 might be your lucky year.
All right,
to make that happen,
that would be amazing.
All right, we'll do it.
I have my own talk show coming out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's talk about that after you pour the scotch and we toss these two songs, and then when we come back, we can talk about that.
Hold your horses.
So while he's pouring the scotch, I want to let everybody know I'm very grateful that you guys are still tuning into the podcast, tuning into the website. Everything is great. This year, 2015, a lot of stuff's in store. Lots of video shows and a lot of podcasts, of course. And just a lot going on, and it's a lot of work. And I'm actually thinking of doing band management, too. As part of something separate.
That's a thankless job.
Yeah, I know it is, but I'm just passionate about music. I'm passionate about helping bands
that
I'm really into.
A professional truck stop blowjob giver.
Well, it's also I'm gonna be honest.
Maybe personally satisfying, but thankless.
I'm gonna be honest. I've been doing the Narcast for I just hit my 6-year anniversary, and the only reward that I get out of it is I guess it is a thing. Sometimes it could be thankless.
Wait. Thank you, Jannard, for doing the Narcast.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, well, every once in a while, you do get like bands very appreciative on just the efforts that I do with my brand.
Have you had any like just dickholes come in here and just be dicks?
No, I never had any like dickholes or douchebags to just like come in and just like talk shit about other bands or whatever. But I have promoted and featured bands that wouldn't even like acknowledge that I did or tweeted out or
That's
said thanks. But you know, at the end of the day, it's like,
hey,
it is what it is, you know.
Hot newsflash, I got a Twitter match. I mean, a Tinder match.
Oh, nice. Aaron's on Tinder.
From a very attractive lady named Nicole.
I bet she has
she
spam.
She says, hey.
Is she spam?
I'm happy you liked my photos.
Spam.
I'm available for the girlfriend experience.
Spam.
120 roses.
Yep.
Tingirls.com/playtimegirl.
See?
I think this is the one, Jannard.
I told you.
This is the one.
I've been telling you that. See, ever since I'm not on Tinder anymore. I've been off Tinder for the length of my dating experience with my recent girlfriend. So just to throw that out there, I have a girlfriend.
Just so everyone knows,
I'm not on Tinder anymore.
The timelines match up.
Exactly. But every time when I was on Tinder back in the day, back in my, you know, Tindering days, I would get spam. And as soon as I match with them, it'll be like, hey, for 20 roses, you can spend this amount of time. So hit me up.
What do these girls do with all these roses?
I don't know.
Understand. They must have magnificent gardens.
A bouquet of like freaking whole bedroom full of just roses everywhere. Dead roses probably too. Yeah. But anyway, we're gonna do a shot.
Smell this scotch. Smell this.
What are we? Oh my gosh, what are we drinking?
This is called Laphroaig. It's the 10-year version.
Oh wow. Mm. Oh wow, that is really good.
Right.
I'm really digging this.
Nice and smoky.
Yeah, it's smooth. It goes down smooth too.
Oh yeah.
So what makes a good scotch? Like, is it the way it ages, or is it just?
I think I have no
the barrel
actual
I think it's the
knowledge of scotch. I just like it a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think it has to do something with how it's aging. Like there's
Asian scotch?
Like aging.
Oh,
I'm
aging.
Country, so things slur a little bit differently than most normal folk.
I think it's the malted barley that's probably. I assume they dry it over a peat fire. you know, and the smoke from the weed gives the Froy gets particularly rich flavor.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's sitting in that flavoring.
Yeah.
In that barrel or whatever it is.
I feel,
for years.
I feel like it's best savored neat or with a little cool water to find out more about the Froy. Oh, I'm not reading off the bottle.
Exactly. All right, let's play some music. Me and Aaron, we're hanging out. We're actually getting kind of tipsy now on a Monday out of all days. And we're going to play a punk band here from San Diego called Incredible Time.
This is a live podcast.
It's a live podcast. Oh, yeah, we're live. It's Tuesday. Tuesday. We're live. We're going to play a song called Bloody Murderer by Making Incredible Time. And then we're going to play a song by Shinjuku Riot.
No.
Butcher that one. Okay, called Disappearing.
Sure.
Now, is this a band from San Diego as well?
They're from Tijuana.
Oh, okay.
The second one, not the first one.
So I see the pattern here. We go U.S., Mexico, U.S., Mexico. Is this going to be the trend for the whole podcast?
Mexican bands.
So. Oh, okay. Cool.
Until we get to the Bat Lords, because I think Steve's Mexican.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear these two tracks right here on episode 162, hanging out with my good buddy, great buddy, actually. I owe him my life, because there was a moment of time where I was almost stranded in TJ, but we won't discuss that on this podcast.
Nope.
And, so check these two tracks out right here on episode 162.
Yep.
Drop my inspiration. Drop me off. Drop me off at the station.
that was a track there by Shinjuku Riot.
Close enough. I don't know, man.
Oops, they're going to hate me for that one. But that was a track called Disappearing. And then we played a song by Making Incredible Time called Bloody Murder. And you were telling me, I'm digging Making Incredible Time. That was the first time I heard about them and the first time I heard their track. And you said you played with them at Winston's.
Yeah, speaking of.
And they play really good freaking Rancid covers.
Not a lot of people pull off the good Rancid covers. A lot of people pull off shitty Rancid covers.
I'm not even that big of a Rancid fan, so.
They played Time Bomb, maybe?
Oh, okay.
And they played Roots Radical, and they nailed it. They just nailed it. But they have a show coming up January 17th. It's a Saturday from Winston's. 5 to 8
okay.
at Winston's in Ocean Beach.
So this might be like a every third Saturday kind of thing for Winston's nowadays.
I think
these
so,
little
yeah.
punk shows before the reggae show.
And they're playing with some other bands too.
And it's free. You can't beat that.
Free punk rock show.
Now, is it? Now, I might, this might be.
1921 Bacon Street.
Okay. Now, this might be. I want some bacon, actually. I'll make some bacon.
Later. I want to quit eating bacon.
Really? I want to eat more bacon.
It's delicious.
It's so good.
I just look at pig faces and I go, man, you guys
I don't
adorable.
I don't look at pig faces.
I want to just switch to turkey bacon because
that stuff's nasty.
It's delicious.
It's nasty.
It's less delicious.
It's less delicious on the point where it's defined as nasty.
Okay.
I had turkey bacon once. I was like, oh my gosh, this is not good at all. It was horrible.
I don't know what to say to that.
It was just horrible. But yeah, so I really like these guys. I might actually have to start checking out these Winston shows, these little punk pre-Saturday night type
gigs. Yeah, In Bed by 8.
Yeah, I like that.
It's the best.
And plus Ocean Beach, no, I'm not really, I don't go there that much. I never have a reason to. So
now
it's
you
like,
do. Now, you
now
have
I
a
have
reason.
A reason, and maybe I'll even stop by that, what is it called, to get the tacos?
The taco shop.
No, it's freaking, what's it called?
Freaking Berto's.
Not Berto, no, it's like a restaurant, though. It's like
the one on the end?
Yeah.
With the fish tacos?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what it was
South
called.
Something.
South
or whatever.
Tacos.
I don't know. I don't know. I should know these things.
Place at that's the end. By
yeah,
the
place at the
lot.
End by the bar. Everybody knows. They go there on every Tuesday. They have like really awesome tacos.
Why
they
wasn't it Taco Thursday? I mean, that's a two.
Because it's more like Thirsty Thursday or
I'm
more.
Thirsty every day, though. I don't want
but
tacos
it just makes,
every day.
It just sounds better.
Why isn't there a day of the week that starts with B so we could have burritos?
Yeah. I can totally go
Burrito
to Saguaro's
Wednesday.
Right now. I love it. Love it. Let's talk about some music, man. Because I know there's been some influential, I guess. I don't mean to say it in like a rude or whatever way. But there have been some influential punk bands here in San Diego. We kind of discussed that earlier. For example, you got Blink-182, and then we also have that one band we were just talking about that was
Rocket
on
from the Crypt.
Yes, and I should have known that. I'm telling you, the Scotch is talking, and it's saying what it's saying. But anyway, so other than those bands, like what are some other bands that were kind of influential here in San Diego? Those are only two.
This
that
is a great segue. I don't even know if you did it on purpose.
No, I didn't.
But the next band coming up is called John Cougar Concentration Camp.
Oh, you know I like them.
And they are a San Diego band I grew up watching.
Really? I didn't. Are they popular though, or in the punk scene? I didn't know.
I mean, they haven't played, and they only play very rarely now. But when I was growing up, they were playing all the time. I'd see them all the time, and I was like, man, this band is awesome. I want to be in a band.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, because there was that one song that I love so much. The
Half-Assed Jedi.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know they were pretty influential.
That's a jam.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what are we playing?
To me, anyways, I don't know.
Oh, well, what song are we going to play by them?
It's called My Favorite Place. I thought it was appropriate since it's wintertime in San Diego.
Okay. Well, what define winter in San Diego?
Well, I think that will be made clear by the song.
All right. And then what are we going to play after that?
The next song.
We're doing everything in twos, except for the last song.
Except for twos. Mm-hmm. The next one is called Dream Girl by The Wasteaways.
Okay.
It is my dear friend, Sam, and the guitar player in this band was also in John Cougar Concentration.
Oh, nice. Sorry for laughing. I don't know why I laughed. It was just...
I don't know either.
Yeah,
it's just because I'm douchey looking.
Yeah, that's true. You could be a wrestler, though. Reyna was kind of right.
I could be a wrestler. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like you really got to just get up in guys' balls to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
And you
got to be really flexible and strong and willing to fall on your ass and get up real quick.
I'm okay
quick
with all of that. But the ball touching, I don't know.
You get used to it. They're wearing cups, right?
I don't know. Maybe. I could touch a cup, I guess.
You just gotta like.
That's just like holding a Ken doll. No big deal.
Yeah, you just gotta like block it out. Like,
yeah.
I'm about to body slam this guy, but more than likely, I'm probably gonna be grabbing his balls by mistake and just slamming him.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't have any erection.
Slamming his balls.
And there might be situations where you get like.
I'm just saying, friction. What if an erection happens?
Yeah.
Is that a guilt erection?
No, it's more like a in-the-moment erection because a lot's going on.
Because
guys do get kind of like, when you get pumped and you're like...
Getting pumped.
Lots, yeah.
When you get pumped.
No pun intended. But like when a lot of stuff is happening, you know, you just get that like random like boner.
You mean like playing the beach volleyball?
Exactly. Or wrestling.
Or wrestling.
You know, so there you go.
Well, we'll talk about my may or may not be professional wrestling career at another date.
Okay. So until then, we'll just play these two tracks and then we'll come back and we'll talk about your wrestling career.
Okay.
I like that. All right, cool. All right, here's these two tracks here. John Cougar, Concentration Camp, a song here called My Favorite Place. And then we'll play Waste of Ways, track here called Dream Girl. Right here on episode 162. Hanging out with my good buddy, Aaron.
Yep.
Well, it's the middle of December.
There it is.
Hey, how's it going?
We're back.
I was almost not ready.
We're back on the Aaron Cast.
I wasn't ready yet. Oh yeah, welcome to the Aaron Cast.
We just
heard a song here called Dream Girl.
We paper rock scissored it.
We did.
It's now my cast.
Yes, it's now his cast. We're halfway through. So the first half was my half, and now it's his half. And like I was just saying, we just played a San Diego punk band here called Dream, called Waste Ways. We played their track called Dream Girl. And then we played My Favorite Place by an influential punk band here in San Diego called John Cougar Concentration Camp. I always want to butcher that name for some reason.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah. So you were just telling me while we were listening to the track that you actually, well, before we tossed this song, you said you kind of grew up listening to them. But just the lineup that you mentioned for $5 was
when
like...
When I was a young lad, a young fat lad, I saw it was this band, other band, Swindle, and from San Diego, great band, and then John Cougar Concentration Camp, the Swingin' Utters, and AFI. And I saw them for $5 on one show at... the Soma side stage, and it was pretty
Soma
cool.
Soma side stage.
Yeah.
Out of all stages.
Oh, the side
actually,
stage.
That side stage is pretty big, too. Though.
Well, this was the old Soma. I've never been to the new one, but one was just a. I mean, it was a side stage.
Wasn't it a movie theater before they actually
No,
made
this
it?
Was before that, before all that.
Oh, wow.
This was in Bay Park.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
you were still a country boy.
Yeah, I was still a country boy, probably listening to punk.
Trying to find punk
trying
records
find
as a
punk
black
shows.
Kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You probably walked into record stores and they gave you like a Dr. Dre record. You're like,
yep.
No, man, no.
Yeah.
I need some punk
records.
They
assumed I listened to Snoop
and some punk.
NWA. Yeah. I would go in like some of my favorite first punk albums I picked up. I don't really want to count Green Day really is my first punk album.
Hey man,
because
it's a gateway drug.
Because
there's no shame in that.
Yeah, but I felt like that was more alternative for me. I don't know. I just felt like it was just more alternative rock. But yeah, I guess you know consider that punk. But yeah, Dookie was probably like one of the first albums that I picked up. But if I really want to count something, I would probably say the Punk-O-Rama Volume 4, I think, was probably like my first punk CD. With the pig smoking the cigarette, I think,
sure,
whatever, yeah.
Any Punk-O-Rama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was one of the first ones that I bought. And then came Dude Ranch, I think. And then came, I think, Lagwagon and then NoFX. My very first NoFX was actually on cassette tape.
Ah.
And it was, I think actually it might have been So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes.
It's a good
no,
one.
Actually it was, I'm sorry, I take that back. I think it was... I feel like I came into the punk scene really late, like in the 90s, like 96, I think.
You know what my first punk cassette was?
What?
It was Rancid.
See, I was never into Rancid.
No, it wasn't Rancid. It was Offspring. Never mind. It was Smash.
Oh, I forgot about Offspring. I got X-Nay on the Ombre.
That one's garbage.
But I was for that was someone gave me that. I traded that
A bad friend gave you that.
Because it was this dude named Kobe. I gave him my Limp Bizkit album for that album.
Well, maybe it was a good trade then.
Yeah, I gave him my $3 bill, y'all, album.
Great trade. You're a true motherfucker.
Yeah. I was like, all right, I'll take that, you know? So I gave him the Walmart edited $3 bill, y'all, CD for that one. So I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll take that one. But they're only really, if you think about it, maybe two decent songs on that album.
On Limp Bizkit?
No, on the Offspring album.
Yeah, it was a kind of weak one.
The yeah, da na 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 na.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. That was it, really. That one and one other one, But yeah, man, Soma, that was crazy. Like, what were some other, like, good venues other than... right now, I'm probably Till 2 and Tower Bar probably maybe the only decent bars to go to catch a punk show.
And Winston's on Saturdays.
Yeah, Winston's on Saturdays, but no one really knows that, though.
I mean, there's probably, you know, others that I can't think of.
What is it, the Irenic? I feel like they bring in some decent
The Irenic has some
punk bands
good shows, but I wouldn't call it, like...
The place for the
to
punk.
Just show you can't just show
burp,
up and see a punk band.
That
usually,
burp really smells. What did you eat today?
I had a burrito.
Oh, okay, I smell it.
Yeah,
but anyway, sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying about
it's
that?
Right, it's all over your microphone too.
Yeah, and that's just okay. That's the guest mic.
You're gonna ruin my Tinder game, man.
Oh yeah, how's your Tinder thing going?
It's been pretty
my bad,
dead.
I'm sorry,
pretty dead.
Sorry.
Can I tell you my breaking news?
Yeah, yeah. Please tell us your breaking news.
Macho Man Randy Savage still dead, but. Going into the WWE Hall of Fame.
I thought it was
going
to be Hulk Hogan.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
No, remember, I saw some tweet saying they posted on their Facebook.
Are you going to trust some tweet you met in an
no,
alley?
No,
or are you going to trust
WWE's,
me?
No, Earlier this morning, it was WWE's Facebook saying they're thinking about inducting Macho Man into the Hall of Fame.
Well, they thought about it over the day, and it's okay. He's in.
So that's breaking now.
Breaking
just now.
Now.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yes.
As of Tuesday.
You're right. Of Tuesday.
Or maybe
if you
Wednesday.
Read it on Monday, it wasn't true yet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you're breaking news.
My breaking news is,
epic
late.
Fail.
Hey, man, Macho Man.
It's
in
all
the
good.
Hall of Fame.
That's awesome. Congrats to him, even though he's not allowed to experience that. But there's a lot of Hall of Famers, even in the Music Hall of Fame, that are not alive to experience.
You can't stop the madness.
Exactly, exactly. So that's awesome breaking news. And speaking of Tinder, what's the criteria?
Swipe right. Swipe right.
Yeah, so what's the criteria for you when it comes to Tinder?
As long as I don't have to meet you in real life.
Okay, so you're the type, you just want pen pals.
Yes.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Pen pals are cool. You know,
it's a lot of commitment to actually meet in real life.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of.
I got a dog.
Consuming.
I got a TV. Yeah, they both need my desperate attention.
Exactly, and you have Netflix too and Hulu, right?
Yeah.
So yeah,
I got them
so
all.
So much commitment, you know.
I mean, I don't have time for.
Totally get it.
I don't
totally
have time for love.
Yeah, exactly.
I got Parks and Recreation to catch up on.
Oh yeah, I need to watch that actually. That's a whole different topic. We'll talk about that after I talk about this and toss the two tracks. We'll get back to
our TV
show.
Can I just give a shout out to Broad City?
Absolutely.
Everyone should start watching Broad City.
What is that about?
It's about these chicks that are fucking hilarious.
Are they cute?
They're babes. Total babes.
All right, single friends and people who want to watch some new TV shows with some cute chicks. Check out this song called this show called The Broad something.
Broad City.
Broad City. Okay.
Like broads. Like,
okay.
Hey, look at them broads.
Oh, okay.
In the city.
Is it funny? Is it kind of like?
Yeah, it's like really funny.
Okay. What channel?
Hulu.
Oh, it's a Hulu show.
No, I think it's on Comedy Central. But
oh, okay.
I watch it on Hulu.
Do you watch Key & Peele? That show is pretty dope.
I don't watch shows with black people.
Oh, okay. But they're not 100% black, though.
Oh, well, then I'll start watching.
Okay, cool.
Right
they're
away.
Like, I think they're mixed with something. Like,
yeah.
They're like 50% black or
okay.
60% or something like
60.
That. 60. 60 might be pushing it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, might be pushing it, yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, Aaron's from East County, so that's why he makes those type of remarks.
I'm very racist.
Yeah. He's very East County-ish. So, and you know what? I'm not going to hit on my East County folks. I have friends that are from
very
East
racist.
County.
Yeah. You're very racist.
But I have friends. But I have friends from the East County, and they're not racist, ish. Let me stop before I lose all my. First of all, let me stop before I lose my sponsor,
Newcastle
Scotch Ale, and then
sorry.
I'll lose my whole East County listening viewers. So let's move on to the next subject here, which is going back to the venues here that support the punk scene. And now my thing is there a punk scene?
To be fair, Bar Pink has some decent shows now and again.
Yeah, that's true. But now, is there a punk scene here in San Diego? I tried to book a show. Unfortunately, I'm gonna say unfortunately, but it was a Wednesday night. It was at U31. The bands had a great time.
Well, I didn't say the punk scene was big. I just said there's a punk scene.
Well,
that was it. The punk scene was out.
Yeah,
hey,
but...
Hey, man, if you had made
was
that
was there ever, like, a good punk scene here in San Diego?
There is a good punk scene. It's just it's old, and they're asleep, and they have kids.
Okay. So when do they go out and listen to music and support the scene?
I don't know, man.
See? So can you compare the punk scene now?
It's a great punk scene. Ziggy books great shows at the Tower Until 2. That's the punk scene. The Tower Until 2, another Zeke Productions. He books great shows. And they're great. And there's people there. There's a lot of people there. Reviver played the other night. Packed.
Nice.
It's a good punk scene. You just got to find it.
Yeah. So do you think like the punk scene changed a little bit though? Like, do you think there was from your experience going to shows since you were 15, was there ever a situation where like the punk scene was just booming? I feel like punk's always been.
I think I'm probably out of touch with the 15-year-old punk scene. I think that's probably happening too.
Well, I mean,
just don't
maybe
know
even
about
your mid 20s though. I mean, I'm just saying, age wise, decade wise.
Well, I started drinking at age 20, so I don't remember anything till like now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's a very short window, actually.
I don't know. I just felt like maybe the punk scene locally could have been a lot better in the late 90s versus it is now, because back in the mid to late 90s, on my opinion, no matter where you're from, you've had so many up and coming bands, like for example Rocket from the Crypt,
Blink-182,
Tilt Wheel. It just that's locally, but then it was just I felt like it was a big boom with like Epitaph and Fat Records and Hopeless and all that.
But after that,
which encouraged bands to even just be.
But after that, that whole like Beardcore, Dillinger 4, Hot Water Music, all that shit happened. The Fest in Florida, that's huge. There's still a punk scene. It's just we're old enough to afford plane tickets to fly to it now.
Yeah. So basically, what you're saying is even Woodstock, not Woodstock.
Woodstock. You're going way back. Going real old school.
Even Warp Tour. Isn't the same
well,
as
that's
it
just
was.
A big garbage pile yeah, that they take from city to city. And they're like, hey, look at all this garbage we brought you.
But back in the, like I was saying, back in the
90s, it was like
you got like NoFX headlining.
There was nowhere
Lagwagon.
Else I rather would have gotten sunburned at than the Warped Tour.
Yeah, during the summer in the 90s. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I don't know, maybe because I'm getting older and I feel like, and punk's
that's the
changing.
Problem. You're getting
and
older.
I,
that's it. That's the only problem. We're getting older.
Like, there's just one band. We'll talk a little bit more and get more in detail with the punk scene in general, but so that way I could do some research while we play these next two tracks. Because there's like a couple bands from that off the Fat record label that are still trying to bring back the old school roots, which is kind of cool. Then you got all these different genres of punk. You got hardcore and this surf punk
stuff. I like bands with beards.
Yeah, see, I don't look at it as a fashion statement. So I just look at it as a style. Like for me, I like hardcore.
You
punk.
Said
I like the
style of music.
Yeah,
style,
not the fashion of it. Right. You know, like because you said you like beard. Bands
well,
with
that
beards.
Was a joke. I was just being funny.
I know.
You and me.
I know. And
sitting
then,
on
and
a
I,
couch being funny.
And I totally just ignored the humor in that, didn't I?
Maybe it wasn't funny. I don't know.
I mean, it was. I thought you were serious, though.
Well, that's my humor.
Yeah.
People
go,
is he being serious?
Yeah, see?
I don't know.
Oh, I know the next band, though, that we're about to play.
Who are we about to play?
The Bertos.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to play a track here called All Around You. Those guys, we play with these guys. I remember playing a show with these guys. Great show. They put on an amazing performance. They have a great stage performance, in my opinion. We played at Awesome Fest. I think there were a band maybe before or after us. They played, and then they played at a house party, I think. Didn't they play at a house party we were at?
They probably did all those things, but you know what we did with them with Meth Labs? We did a show with them.
And we swapped.
We did a rally.
Yeah, that's
right.
Two-song
rallies. They would play two songs.
It was the Ruby Room at the time.
They would play two songs. We would play two
songs.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Then we were out of songs, and they played a couple more songs.
Yeah. That was a good. Do they still have the same lineup?
They're done. I think they're done, but I'm not sure. They show up once in a while.
Oh, okay.
But the sound guy hated us that day.
He did.
And you were late to your own show that you had already played two songs at. We were like, Jannard, where are you? And you weren't around.
Oh, because I thought.
You thought
I had
we
more
just
time
went to a
something.
Show to play two songs.
No, I remember what
over.
Happened. I went to.
You went to lunch.
I went to go grab food. But I don't remember actually. That was
we said
a long
be back
ago.
In two songs. You didn't. You weren't.
But did no. There's no way
you were
I was
already
late.
Playing
I don't
the
think
show.
We were late.
You were
how
late.
Can you remember that? But can't even remember the jacket I wore at during when we went to play in Las Vegas.
Were you wearing the jacket that day?
No, I wasn't.
Well, that's why.
Whatever. So anyway, we played a show with them. They're great. They have a great, like I said, a great stage performance, and we played with them at Ruby Room. That was the show I was talking about. And then we're going to play a song by Sunnyside called Margaritaville, right?
I hope so.
You didn't write that right, so I don't know.
Nope.
That could be Margarita Valley or some shit.
Margarita Valley.
Yeah,
the man who parks your margaritas for you.
Valet or some shit. So tell me a little bit about Sunnyside. Are they from San Diego too?
Sunnyside is definitely from San Diego. They got a record out on ADD Records. I guess you could Google Sunnyside ADD Bandcamp, and that'll take
okay.
it. To their record, you can listen to it online. You can go, whoa, that's really good. I better go order it online, then go buy a record player.
I need to get a record player. I have like all these vinyl records just framed and sitting on my wall, and
yeah, that's
it's terrible. I need to listen to these records.
Listen to records, man.
Mm-hmm. You actually got me into vinyl records, believe it or not. Back in our Thrift Trader days.
Thrift Trader, closing out. Go.
I know.
Go
wow.
to Thrift Trader.
60 days.
Iowa and University.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi to me. I'm on the corner.
And say hi to me because I'd be there every Saturday morning between the hours of 10 to 4:30 because they have dollar vinyl and dollar DVDs.
Boom.
Yep. All right, so let's play those two tracks when we get back. You have one last song here. I think you need to put number 10 as like an A-board song.
So I got to cut a song.
No, because you only got 9 here.
It's 10 there. Oh, you mean there's only 9 there?
you wrote 9 songs.
Well, I got...
And there, you got 11 songs.
Yeah, so I got to write 2 more.
Yeah, you got to write 2 more.
All right, let's get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it. All right, so anyway, listen to episode 162 with my buddy Aaron, and here's these 2 tracks right here on episode 162.
All
right.
Yep.
What's happening? Narcast episode 162. We're doing it to it right here with my good friend Aaron, man. How you feeling, man? You've been drinking some scotch and you moved down to the Newcastle Scotch Ale. See, I don't like mixing too much, dude. I can't see how you do it.
I'm an equal opportunity alcoholic abuser.
I see that. I can't mix well, man. Like, I noticed the nights where if I start out with beer and then start drinking liquor, it's like okay. But then if I go, which I'm about to do now, well, I mean, I didn't have a lot of scotch, so I might be okay. But if I go from, like, beer to liquor, then back to beer, it kind of, like, fucks me up a little bit.
Yeah, so my issue is if I drink too much beer, I take my shirt off. Ooh. But if I drink too much liquor, I take the pants off.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay. Yeah. But what if you do both equally? So does that mean you take just your shirt and your pants
I
off?
I throw up on my carpet and my dog eats it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I wake up going...
Please don't tell me you had
And I wake up going, I really feel like I threw up, but I don't see any throw up anywhere. And then my dog looks hungover.
And it's actually almost a true story.
I mean, that is a true story.
Because you told me that story.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man.
Recently.
We're all allowed one mulligan with your dog.
Sure, that's true.
Hey,
that's true.
He was happy. He was like, this is the best. My drunk throw up is the best dog food he ever had.
I bet. Because it's probably had a mixture of food he doesn't usually
eat. It was like burrito.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then
from probably one of the best.
There was probably like another burrito.
Yeah, two burritos. Oh, my gosh. Or a burrito I didn't digest all the way yet.
I mean, I just eat burritos.
That's all you eat. You had one today, too.
Well,
where do you get your burritos from?
The burrito store.
Where though? What's your
burritostore.com? Go ahead and subscribe. They'll send you one burrito a day. Two if you get the premium plan. If you don't like the burrito, you have to keep it and pay for it.
So seriously though, like, where do you go? What's your spot though? It can't be burritostore.com.
What's the one right here? Alberto's?
Oh, Filiberto's?
Yeah,
35th and Uni. Yeah, yeah. They're
Patron burrito. Patron burrito, get it.
Breakfast burrito, get it. It's good. And if you're gonna do anything other than that,
can I just say something we've all been ignoring? Serious issue.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere undercooks their potatoes, and I'm sick of it.
See,
everywhere.
I don't really. If I'm going to get a California burrito,
you don't
I
really
just want
like fully cooked burritos?
I do like coolly cooked
burritos.
No, I really do like fully cooked burritos, but you were saying potatoes though.
Yeah.
So, I don't even like potatoes in my burrito. I like french fries in my burrito.
I don't want to break it to you. But french fries are potatoes.
I know, but
and they're undercooked.
But what you meant was the actual
no.
What you
meant was that they undercooked potatoes. They might as well start calling carne asada fries undercooked potato fries.
Well, it depends on where you go, bro.
Everywhere I go.
I love the saguaro's fry. They're a little soggy.
Yeah,
because
they're undercooked.
I love it.
What the fuck?
I love it. But Filiberto's fries are just horrible. I don't like them.
I'm speechless.
Because I'm right. About the fact that saguaros probably have really awesome food and potatoes.
Undercooked potatoes.
I disagree.
I've started getting breakfast burritos without potatoes. You know what that means? I get a smaller burrito. And I'm okay with it because I don't have to eat raw potatoes in my breakfast burrito.
I never noticed that. I've never noticed
I'm surprised they even bother to slice them anymore.
I don't know, dude. Like, I feel like everywhere
maybe it's
because
I'm black.
What about, it could be that, too. Black with a beard, too. And you're 6'4". Yep. According to your Tinder profile.
Tinder. Hey, ladies, get at me. Swipe right.
Because he's 6'4", ladies. 6'4".
6'4".
All right, so we play the birthdays all around
I'm
you.
64 years old.
You're 6'4".
64 years old.
And 64 years old.
Yes.
Nice. 6'4"?
I don't even think
you're going to maybe one day be able to say that. Hey, I'm a 64, 6'4".
I'm a 64-year-old, 6'4".
Yeah.
Tinder user.
No, I don't know if you're
going
to be able to say that.
I don't think you can be
that.
On Tinder if you're over 50.
Can. Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can.
Uh-huh. There's no age limit.
The little swiper goes to 60. I mean, 50.
You sure?
I don't know. Not that I'm looking for 60-year-olds to date.
I don't know. You're starting to scare me
and take out for a nice steak dinner.
You're starting to scare me now.
With fully cooked potatoes.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
At a restaurant.
All right. So
cooked by Americans.
I'm trying to think here. I know you. I just totally ignored you there for a second.
It's better. It's better. It's better for everyone.
Like the scotch is like.
The scotch is very racist.
It's funny because.
Very racist scotch.
It was like you were talking and I was listening, but I just kind of like started doing my own thing still.
Yep.
Which was weird because I would have never done that. If I wasn't drinking scotch.
Yep, it's okay.
So my bad, dog, my bad.
Hey, it's the Aaron cast.
But I get it, man. You're very, very... I feel like potatoes in your burrito is a very sensitive topic.
It is.
And I was being very rude and insensitive about your topic. And I apologize.
Undercooked potatoes.
Yeah, I really apologize. And if I have followers that actually work at Filiberto's... Isagraros.
That explains all the Nardcast t-shirts when I got my burrito earlier.
So, if they're listening to this episode, which they are, please, please, if you see a 6'4" guy,
64-year-old,
64 with a beard, checking his Tinder, walking his dog Thor, please, if he asks for a breakfast burrito or anything with potatoes in it,
just cook
please
them.
Cook them.
Just cook them. Cook you it. Don't have to overcook them. Just cook them normal.
Exactly.
Cook
just
them cook like his... you were going to feed it to your own children.
Right. Just cook
who
his
hated
burrito.
Undercooked potatoes.
Cook his burrito, all right? That's all we ask of. Okay. They probably never ever sponsor a show again because we're trying to tell them how to cook their food. But I'm personally a fan of Sagraros and Filibertos, and I think their potatoes are cooked. But, you know, everybody's different.
Yeah. So some are right and some are wrong.
So, anyway, let's get to the music because we are
overtime. We're overtime.
Hour in, dude.
Hour
we're
in.
Hour in.
You think
we
have still listening?
I can't believe people are still listening, yeah. And I'm looking at
my sister probably will listen.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at the stats right now because we're live.
Yeah,
and it says live. That we're 600 people. There's 600 people tuned in right
give
now.
Give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call.
444-4444.
It's the same one that we had
that's
during
our
the Christmas
same,
episode.
That's our same
yep,
number.
The same
or
one.
Just open up your Uber app and call us.
Yeah, open up your Uber app and call us at 444-4444. Yep, that's it. All right, so did we talk about Sunnyside a little bit?
I don't know. I'm drunk.
How do you know these guys?
Josh Mosh.
Oh, okay. This is his band?
The toughest dad I know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Josh Mosh, man.
He's got a good-looking baby.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen the kiddos.
Good-looking baby. That's, right. That's an adorable baby.
How old is the baby?
I think he's like 40.
40 months?
Yeah. No, I don't know. A year? Two. Less. 6 months.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
You just said 40 months, so.
But that's not right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it can't be.
It's a good-looking baby, though.
If it's under a year old.
It's a great-looking baby.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a great-looking baby. Big shout-out to him. And we appreciate you for letting us play your music.
Even though we didn't ask.
But if Sunnyside, if the members of Sunnyside want us to not play their song, Margaritaville, then we will
not
have like 10 minutes of...
Dead air,
yeah, pretty much. Or I'll chop it up and then I'll say, hey guys, this is Janar from the Narcast. I had to take out track number 8, which was Sunnyside, Margaritaville, because the band said that they did not grant us permission to play the song. So we're going to jump from the intro to toss into the song to the outro of us coming back. So here it is.
But we'll leave the dead air in.
But we won't leave the dead air in.
Okay.
Yeah, we won't do that to him. All right, so...
awesome. We're wrapping it up soon.
We're wrapping it up. So we got 3 more songs. And these guys are for sure no strangers of the Narcast, because I've actually had these guys on a bill that I've actually booked. Because as you know, I book shows now.
Before you finish talking, do you want some more scotch?
I might stick to the beer because I haven't even started drinking the beer that you actually...
No, it's a good call.
Open up
all right, back,
me, so
back
appreciate
to business.
It.
Back to business.
Back to business. We're going to play a track here by Bat Lords called Screwdriver. And like I said earlier, there are no strangers.
This is like the best band in San Diego right now. I swear to God, they're so good.
They're really good. And I know them, I know them personally, and they're awesome. Like I said, I had them on my bill. I think
they were headliners.
Yeah, they were headliners for the show
they
that I booked.
Two people.
They played in front of three, maybe five.
Five and a half
that.
People.
That's my issue with the. I love punk, but I just feel like it's hard to get
the
punk fans out on a Wednesday night at night. When they played, it was like almost 11:30.
People got babies now. I don't know.
I feel like if you really want to be a successful booker, you got to book that psychedelic rock, the EDM stuff that the kids.
What does EDM stand for?
Electronic digital music.
Oh,
I think
I thought it was dance music.
It could be.
Oh, okay.
Electronic dance music. There we go.
Oh. They should call it ESM.
What's that?
Electronic shitty music.
It could be.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
I like that. Drum roll. Bing. Cool. All right, so Bat Lords. What's next after Bat Lords?
I think you have the list.
Something Riot or
that was for did we say Shinjoku Riot's got a show at the Tower Bar January 27th?
Yeah, that was the second track we played, right?
Okay. After that is Dan Padilla.
Okay. Oh, I know these guys. They're awesome.
Great band.
Yeah, they're
it's
awesome.
Actually, band. A cover song from this band called the Arcade Inferno.
Okay.
Which is not the Arcade Fire.
No. But we, but
which really makes it hard to Google the punk band you're trying to find when,
right,
when they have similar
Arcade
names.
Fire, yeah. And there are, we'll talk about the music scene. That'll be like our outro. We'll talk a little bit about the music scene, and then whatever. But these guys, how do you play shows with these guys too?
Dan Padilla?
Right? Yeah.
I drove cross country with Jay, dressed as a cowboy, from Florida to San Diego. We're both dressed as cowboys.
Wow.
And we're having fun, and then every time we saw real cowboys, we thought, oh man, they're gonna know that we're phonies.
And maybe even try to kick your asses.
Yeah.
For being posers.
They didn't. They never did.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't know because you guys stayed in the car, right?
We stayed in the van.
Oh, yeah, the van.
Stayed
in
the van at all times.
That's what's up.
Dan Padilla, great band. I don't think they have any shows coming up, but they should. They should get some.
How long they been around? They've been around for a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been around since probably your third or fourth band that you've created or
they've been a band
of,
for a while. They're a good band.
Cool. Well,
their last record, Sports Fans, was solid.
Was that last year?
No.
Did come out two years ago?
Know,
yeah, I thought
solid
so.
Band.
Solid,
yeah, solid
band. Check them out live, too.
Davey,
check
Till Will. Just a great band.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I love Till Will. Yeah,
shares a drummer with Sunnyside, Gene Doney.
I didn't know that.
Now you do.
See, you should have said that earlier. Great bands. We're about to play here, Bat Lords. And Dan
Padilla.
I knew that. Anyway, that's how you wrote it. I guess that's how you spell it too, right?
I don't know,
Padilla.
Man. Padilla.
Yeah, see?
Padilla. Case of Padilla.
All right, with that being said, here they are right here on episode 162.
With my boy, Aaron Cass.
Aaron Cass.
Yep.
Yep.
Where's my podcast?
I'm digging that, man.
It's good, right?
Digging this. I'm digging the whole podcast, man. Aaron Cast, Narcast, doing it to it.
You can have it back.
On a lovely.
It could be the Narcast.
On a lovely. My bad. I'm not wearing underwear. I know you just saw my ass.
Hey. It's what the people don't know.
That's true. Lovely Wednesday afternoon.
I'm sorry.
Podcasting.
I would like to retroactively apologize for my fuzzy voice throughout this whole thing because I have the mic just pressed right against my sexy lips.
And I'm not even monitoring the audio levels.
That man's not wearing headphones.
Yeah, and I'm not wearing headphones, and we're trying to make it where we can kind of listen to the music and then just jump right into it.
But sometimes I talk like this,
and I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know.
Either way, it's going to sound just fine.
At least I didn't.
And by the way, I just gave Aaron a little shot of Old Smokey's cherries. And he was like, oh my gosh, I don't taste the alcohol. But as soon as he bit into the cherries, he's like, oh my gosh, yes I do.
Yeah.
And you should have saw
They were very potent.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Why you think out of all my Old Smokies, that one's the only one that's still full?
I thought...
Because that shit's strong.
Because it wasn't very strong.
No, it's strong, bro. Like that blackberry one goes down so smooth. And I also have Hunch Punch.
What's a Hunch Punch?
It's kind of like an orange type flavor. That's in the kitchen.
There's Hunch Punch?
Yeah, and then I'm drinking the blackberry right here. I mean, I got all this alcohol just laying around. And
you got like two beers, some scotch.
I got two beers, some scotch that's watered down that I can finish real quick. And then
if you want to see, just go into the live stream, Narcast.
I know.
Live stream.
Oh, yeah, go to the live stream, Ustream.
Go to your web browser, type in 444.
Yeah, type in 444. Yeah, that's pretty much. And you get the live stream. And if you want to call in at 444. Oh, yeah,
444.
Yeah,
444.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Sorry.
Extension.
Extension.
444.
Yeah. Pretty much. All right, so we just played two awesome bands from San Diego, and we're going to end this show with a bang, and we're going to end it with Aaron's band.
I feel weird about playing my own band.
Why, dude? You guys rock, and it doesn't matter.
I feel like it's going
It's part of the punk scene. You're
I feel like it's wearing your own band shirt somewhere.
No, that's totally different.
Like, maybe your laundry's all dirty, but
it's totally different. It's like
it.
Anybody that's co-hosting a show that's in a band of that specific topic on the podcast, you could be, oh, yeah, I'm in a band, too. Why not play my show? Why play my band's music on the podcast?
I don't know. It just seems douchey.
No, it's not too douchey.
I think it's douchey.
The douchey thing.
Like, if I was on as a band member of the band, I'd be like, oh, sure. But I'm on as your friend, Aaron.
Talking punk music in San Diego.
Your handsome friend, Aaron.
Yeah, my handsome friend, Aaron. Again, hit him up on Tinder.
Swipe right, ladies.
And he's also, not only is he a band member, he's a dog owner. He's also a Lyft and Uber driver.
I like to think of my dog not as an owner or owny relationship.
It's family. We're buds.
We're like roommates.
Yeah. He has a roommate.
He doesn't pay rent necessarily.
He's kind of like a child. He's kind of like your son.
I mean, to be fair, he didn't throw up all over the place.
Right. Between the
two of us, he might be the more responsible one.
Yeah, and doesn't he have an Instagram account too? Or is that yours, kind of?
No, I don't know how to use Instagram.
Yeah, see, I figured that. That's Thor. That's all Thor liking my post. Yeah, see?
He has me take pictures of him from time to time.
Yeah, yeah, and it's cool because I tagged him when I was watching Cujo during Halloween.
Yeah, he was actually very offended.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey, that's one of my...
He called you a racist.
He did. And because I was showing favoritism over the St. Bernard dog feed.
We met a racist dog on our walk this morning.
Really?
It was really funny. So we're walking, and, you know, I kind of keep my eye out. Because my dog, he's friendly if he knows you, but he's very wary. And we saw this German Shepherd walking with this lady. And I saw him way back, you know, like, way back. And then they're walking up, and I see her, and she sees us, and she's like, I hear her tell her dog, sit, heel, and that she sits her dog down, and then we walk past, and my dog's pretty good about just walking past.
Right.
You know, unless another dog barks first, then it's like, all right, motherfucker, let's
go.
Right. But
and he's pretty, he's strong.
He's a very fit dog. Yeah. My dog is in much better shape than me. But the lady was like, he hates pit bulls, talking about her German Shepherd.
Right, she said.
He hates pit bulls. I'm sorry. I think they're great. it was like walking, if a lady was walking with a racist husband.
Right.
And a black guy was walking.
Yeah.
And, he hates black people, but I don't. I love them. They're great. It was very...
Yeah, it's funny.
And then my dog was just sort of like...
How do you respond to that?
I said, my dog's racist against dogs that look like wolves. So I said, my dog's racist too.
Did you really say your dog's racist? Yeah. Oh, what she say? Did she laugh it off?
She did an uncomfortable laugh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But she, what was her... Was she black or white? Or?
She was a white lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's funny. So anyway, so like I was saying, Aaron, he... has a roommate that's a dog named Thor. Awesome.
Doesn't pay
awesome
rent.
Couple.
If
doesn't pay
wants
rent.
To, we're not a couple.
Well, I mean, you're family. You have a son. Let's just say you have a kid. All right, you got a kid. And you got to update your Tinder to say that. You got a kid named Thor. All right?
I make it very clear on my Tinder that I have a dog.
Yeah, I know.
That is more important
that's
than
true.
Whoever comes along.
All right, well, that's important. Priorities, you know? He's your kid. You put your kids first, you know? Yeah. And
but
you...
pretty soon he's going to be older than me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be 2 next year. So then he'll be 14.
Yeah.
Then he'll be 21.
Then he'll be
28.
Yeah. But in human years,
pretty
he's still
soon he's
going to
be in a couple
you,
years,
though.
He's going to be the elder in this.
In doggy years, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. And then he'll have to be like, hey, man, get your life together.
Yeah,
to
but,
me.
Yeah, but if. Yeah, he will, because he's going to be an adult. He can
he'll
start,
be like an adult.
Are you
going to
like feed him some beer like on his 21st birthday?
No, I'm a.
Just a little bit of time.
No.
Just a little bit.
No.
Oh. I'm just saying.
I'm a good dog owner for the most part.
And I think, is it PETA? For
PETA?
Yeah.
PETA, the animal rights group? Yeah.
So they would
PETA, the animal rights group. PETA animal.
Yeah, so they would totally, if you would have said you would feed your dog beer, they would have literally, I would have lost all
Newcastle Scotch Ale would have pulled it out.
They would have pulled out the sponsorship. I would have lost all my
You know what they would have done?
Animal.
Wait. They would have pulled out their sponsorship all over your face.
Yep. Ooh, nice.
Yeah,
see
what I did?
Nice. Do you have any... I wanted to talk a little bit about you.
This is it. This is all the banter we have left.
Yes, this is all the banter is basically... We talked about the music scene.
We're going to play the song.
Yeah. What song are you going to play about A-Boris, by the way, your band?
I think it's called Staying Numb.
All right. And what's in store for the A-Boris in 2015?
We got some shows. I don't know. Nothing booked. But
nothing booked, but you guys want to play some shows in 2015?
We're going to play some shows. We're going to record some records.
A burp totally
I'm going to continue to be the tallest person in that band. We got shushed by Jannard.
No, I was
shushing the neighbors walked by.
The neighbors because we were podcasting.
Oh,
and
I thought you were shushing us.
No. I was shushing them.
Disturb the neighbors.
Because they were feeding into the microphones.
Were they?
No. They sound loud, though.
Feed me.
I'm sorry. In a way,
feed me, Seymour.
Feed me,
Seymour. I'm not saying I ever ate mushrooms, but if I did, and at that same time I watched Little Shop of Horrors, that would have been a crazy time
that I did not do. Or even stoned.
On mushrooms.
I think if I was just stoned, I would have. I don't smoke either, but.
Hurts my lungs.
It just hurts my brain and my eyesight and makes me hungry, so I don't do it. There goes my pot fans there, my pot lovers.
Hey,
sorry
marijuana.
Do you guys have any, are y'all going to try to like make a new, record a new EP
we're
going to
do
year?
A new record, new EP. We're going to do all those things.
Nice, man. I'm super stoked. Again, you guys have a great stage performance.
We're a pretty good band.
You guys are great. How long you guys been around? Like 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah.
You guys are doing it to it, man. You guys should definitely do a West Coast tour.
No.
Maybe consider band management, hint, the, you know, Narcast band management.
Nah.
I'll hook you up with some East Coast tours and shit.
I don't think we're going to do that.
And I can help you with your, get you some more shows, Belly
Up,
Casbah, House of Blues and shit.
I don't want to play any of those places.
I'm just saying.
Those places are shitty.
I'm just saying. That's what, you know, band
managers
do.
We got asked
to
play the Casbah once.
And you said no?
And they said you have to sell 20 tickets. And I thought, well, that's just pay to play. Or no, they said you have to have 20 people show up. So it wasn't quite pay to play, but it was like pay to play after.
That's
the
how
fact.
Belly Up is. They even asked for more people,
and
like
I
100
said,
or something.
I don't want to do that. And then everyone else in the band said, well, we don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
So we didn't do
it. Were you headlining or were you?
No, I don't know. We never even got that far. It was like a Monday night, I think.
Yeah. You can't bring. It's
no
hard to bring people in on
no,
a Monday night.
No, thank you.
And Casbah is like, unless it's a...
They have great shows, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, would you say Casbah is one of your favorite?
It's just not for us.
Yeah.
I would say Casbah is my least favorite venue.
Really? Wow. Why is that?
I don't know. You go and they have great shows, but then like the bouncers are just doing their job. I understand that, but you try to move around a little and they're usually like right on you, like, don't move around.
Wow.
And you're like... And I get their side of it. They're like, hey.
Really? Oh, well, I mean, you're a big dude, and, you know, I can see
that.
No, them.
But I mean, I've seen little dudes try to move around. It's just their, you know, they don't want people jumping around, and I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's an insurance issue. I get it. But it's just sort of like, eh, what a bummer.
Yeah, what about Belly Up? Where's Belly Up in regards to your...
Belly Up's a nice place. I got a breaking news.
Uh-oh, breaking news.
Got a Tinder match.
Did you really?
Oh, I got a message.
Oh, from on Tinder? Can you please
on
read
Tinder,
it?
Yes.
Nice. Let's read it. I want to hear about this.
All right, ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Wait. Here we go. Here we go. Hey, if you'd like to get together.
Oh, another one?
It's 60 roses for a half hour or 100 roses for an hour. Tingirls.com/sexysins if you're interested.
Wow.
Thank you, Christina. I am interested.
Amy Green just put rude on the photo I posted.
I wrote like. I tapped like.
Me too. I just tapped like on it too. Why did you think...
I saw her on Tinder.
Really? Did you swipe right?
No, because I knew her
No, you swipe left?
She seems like a nice lady.
I'm going to tell her too.
She might listen to this podcast. You shouldn't tell her. And then if she hears the podcast, yeah, she'll know if she listens to the podcast or not.
Yeah, we should totally talk shit
about
it.
Well, it was after we saw her at the sushi place.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
I was
right.
Like, oh, that's Shenard's friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Who seems real nice.
Yeah, she's a nice girl. Yeah, she's
well,
cool.
That was when I first did Tinder, and then I deleted Tinder for a month because I was freaked out about all the people I knew that I just ran across on it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, which was a lot. It was
a lot
of people.
You know what? I actually kind of called her out for bailing on the episode last year, the best of 2014.
Was she a co-host?
She was supposed to co-host. Every year we do a best of,
yeah,
and she's always the guest on that. And we like to like do recaps. So
hey, can I try this other moonshine?
Yeah, yeah, try the blackberry. It's really good.
Yeah. All right. Go on. With
as
your
you
story.
Can tell,
Amy, I'm sorry. So anyway, you seem like a lovely lady. I just thought it would be weird.
But here's the thing though. Like, I know that she's not listening to the podcast because I totally called her out on the last episode, and she never was like, oh, I was like, wow, Jannard, thanks for calling me out. So she never listened.
She never said that.
Yeah.
So
well. I mean,
what if she was just so upset?
Nah, cause, well, she would have told me, I think. And what's also awesome is that I can kind of talk about people, and I know they're not going to make it past an hour and 23 minutes.
Right. No one's making it past this.
Yeah. So, I do have some loyal fans, though. Like Janine, she'll listen
to it. I love Janine.
My mom, she's like a huge fan.
Is your mom?
My mom listens to every episode.
Is she on Tinder?
No, she's not. No, she's not on Tinder because she's over 50. So
yeah, she's not allowed.
If you're 50 and above, according to you, you can't have Tinder.
I'm just saying that's what I've looked on the settings.
Okay. I don't know how we got on. We're originally talking about Belly Up. I wanted to know where Belly Up was as far as your likes or dislike venue.
I love Belly Up. I've seen a couple shows there. Well, who have I seen there? I've seen the Necromantics there. Mm-hmm. I saw Ockerville River there twice. I saw Jannard checking his text messages at the Belly Up.
Emily just, that's my girlfriend. She
also
just texted me, so I was just wondering. Apparently, she's at some Korean barbecue place, and I asked.
I love Korean. Can we talk about Korean barbecue?
Yeah, I asked where. I said, looks good. Where's this at? And she said, right next to the barbecue. She sent a picture of Korean barbecue, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, yum. And then she sent me a picture of Korean shaved snow.
Sure.
So I was like, looks good. Where's this at? She said, right next to the barbecue.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she means like.
Oh, like
the
a
name,
store
I'll say
over.
The name. Well, what's the name of the bar? Okay, I get it. In a way, yes, I am texting while you're talking. Sorry.
It's okay, bro. Bro ham.
But yeah, I just feel like I don't really go to a lot of. I'm a music guy, you know. Like I like music. I like going to shows. It's just. If I gotta, honestly, I hate to say this as like a music lover, and I love supporting the local scene, I love supporting artists, but if I gotta go see you and like two other bands that only that no one know for like $10, that's kind of pricey.
Didn't you just book a show exactly like that?
No, I don't book. If they're like, hey, we want you to book a show and the cover's $10, I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that because I wouldn't even go to a show for $10 for local music.
You know, I mean, that's high.
That's a high price. $5 is great. Don't get me wrong.
I feel like local show. I think show. I think bars.
Barges. Yeah, like U31, for example, should not have a cover.
I think it should not have a cover.
A bar.
Just free show.
Yeah, and I would say free show, but like I'm booking, I don't want to call people out, but I book bands that have a minimum. Like I booked a band that was like, hey,
They didn't deliver either.
And they didn't deliver. They was like, hey, and they didn't promote. I was they promote a couple days before. But I was like, my goal is now that I learned my lesson booking a couple shows, is I don't want bands that are headlining to even have a show that week because they're not going to properly promote. And then some bands say, hey, our minimum is $150 or pay us $200 and then we'll headline your show on a Wednesday night at U31 or even I'm going to call a band out because I know they're not listening. I'm a huge Bulletproof Tiger fan.
They're the ones that wear the tiger mask?
Yeah.
That was cool. That was a good band.
Huge fan.
That was awesome.
Right. You went that night, right? Yeah. Awesome band. I didn't book that show.
I had to walk really far from my house.
I didn't book that show, but...
Stop looking at your girlfriend's text messages.
She said, I don't know what that means.
She said, I'm going to break up with you if you keep looking at my text messages.
Anyway, so long story short, I want to get this out.
Long story long.
I know.
Short story long.
Anyway, I really like Bulletproof Tiger, but... when I asked them to be part of the show,
yeah.
First thing they said was, how much will we get paid?
Wow.
And I was like, well, I mean, it'll be a percentage of the door. So is how many ever people come. And then if you play first or second, it could be this range or whatever. So I'm sorry, we're not interested.
Can we preface this? You don't take any money from that anyway.
I don't.
Yeah.
All the bands get the door. I like that band.
You're
that
just
show,
doing this for love.
That show you guys played.
Yeah.
And I paid everybody off and whatever.
Oh, you did pay us.
Yeah.
Did.
I didn't get anything. I actually ended up paying $45 for my flyer.
Well, you should not have paid us. That was stupid.
No, but that's the thing. Is like, actually, no, I didn't have to pay for the flyer. Never mind.
Right.
But
you're
I didn't get paid.
Lies. You're just lying.
I didn't get paid. I didn't make enough to even get bar percentage that night.
Wow.
But it doesn't matter because it was like I just want to brand myself as like book shows that are fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, so that was a situation where, you know, people just rather pay to play, you know. And I like to book bands that don't, the money isn't an issue. It's about the experience or even playing at that venue for the first time.
Sure.
Same with and then there's bands that don't even respond to you.
Back in my day when I used to do shows, I tried to book this band, popular San Diego punk band. And I said, hey, you guys should play. I'll totally give you money. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much, like whatever it ends up being. And they said, no, we want, I think it was like $250. And I was just like, I don't want to say.
So I'm about to call a band out.
But it was super weak. And I was like, you know, like it's probably not going to work out.
Yeah.
And I said, no, sorry, never mind.
I shoot for the stars on one. I actually asked Rocket from the Crypt to play a show. And you want to know what? They said, sorry, we don't really do weekdays.
That's
all he said. And he didn't even ask about price. I was like, wow, that's awesome.
That's
that he responded. Even Tiltwool, it was, oh, I'm sorry, we're just not getting into this. But it was like, yeah, we love to, but we got this show on this day. I was like,
I
was like, wow, thanks for responding. And then there's like bands that think they're cool because they're
that's
up and coming.
That's two solid people, though. That's like Davey and that's like John Reese. Those are two solid dudes.
And I was so stoked that they even responded.
Yeah.
And then, have you heard of the... I ain't gonna call them out.
No, I don't call them.
Fuck, I'm gonna call them out. Have you heard of the band The Frights?
No.
They're like an up-and-coming high school surf rock punk band or whatever.
The Frights.
Yeah, they're really awesome. I love these guys.
Great music.
But I messaged them 4 times to be part of a bill in different scenarios, and they never responded.
You know, sometimes I check my Facebook, and I'm really drunk.
I send the email I don't know if it's an email or if I message
them.
Did
you tweet them?
I think I might have.
Maybe you should have tweeted.
I think I Facebook messaged their fan page.
What if you Tindered them?
I don't have their Tinder. I don't have Tinder anymore, and I don't know if they have Tinder.
But what if you Tindered them?
Anyway, I just feel like some bands want to play for money, and some like to play for exposure. And I don't hate on them. I just, you know, it's just.
Hey man, make
your battles.
Make it where you can make it.
Exactly. And
I feel like we should delete all this and just start over.
No. I feel like I probably lost some some listeners on that comment, though. Well, it is whatever.
Furious.
I'm just saying.
All right, let's play a song.
We'll play a song, but before we get out of here, is there any shout-outs or anything you want to say? Or
No.
All right, well, that's Aaron, everybody. Episode 162. And he's going to continue drinking scotch while we play his song here by the A. Boris, which is his band. He plays bass. And do you sing in the band?
We're also sometimes called the Gay Boris.
The Gay Boris. Wow, why?
Sometimes we have some homophobic people who don't like us.
Now we're going to probably lose some some listeners. Stop joking.
I'm not homophobic.
Oh, yeah. I'm not
either. Love dick.
I'm not homophobic.
I just don't like to touch the balls. As previously stated.
Yeah, I have friends that are gay. That fuck guys.
Are they named Gennard?
Joe
Gennard?
Whatever. That was actually a 40-year-old virgin quote, but, you know. No one 40
year old version quote?
Yeah, that no one got.
Version?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a version quote. 40 year old.
It was
hey,
a
remember
movie
that movie,
quote.
The 40 year old version?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
I'm not saying virgin, I'm saying version.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying I'm giving you a quote from that movie about when he said the. Never mind.
Hey guys, this is the Aaron Cast.
Keep drinking your scotch.
look out for us on YouTubes.
Yeah. And and what's the song we're going to play by the A-Boards?
It's called Go Fuck Yourself, San Diego.
Oh, yes. All right. Right here on episode 162, we are outie. And I just want to say thanks. Thank you, Newcastle Scotch Ale, for promoting and sponsoring the show.
Thank you to me for sponsoring Newcastle Scotch Ale.
Thank you for bringing over the scotch and the scotch ale. And I want to also say big shout out to Old Smokey for providing us with some alcohol as well. And I want to thank
I burped.
And I want to thank all my listeners for putting up with our banter.
Please keep listening to us.
Please keep listening. And I'm sorry, not all my podcasts are this cool
or racist.
Alright, we're out.
Peace.
Told back in 1982, boys, forget the sky at all.